This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time to have a discussion with the weaponized woman, that being Keita Bussey. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. We were just doing an after-action review on Steve Fisher's overnight snowbound adventure.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yep. That was quite interesting. I don't know that. I mean, yeah. I'm glad Steve did it, because if somebody comes to me and says, "Bill, will you go out there and get purposely stuck in the snow?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, "How much money you got?"
Right.
So anyway, so what's on your mind today?
Dude.
Yeah, yes, he is. He's going to go out and test everything. What is it you are looking for today? What's on your mind?
All right. Well, of course I have my things I'd like to get to, but I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine.
Okay, so here's two things.
Where are you at?
When Obama was in office, Putin annexed Crimea successfully. And then the whole time Trump was in office, Trump was such an unpredictable, he was so far beyond the norm of what a politician would be. Most of the time a politician, when something happens, a politician is going to get out there and they're going to do a study group and a this and a that and get with their advisors and have conferences and, you know, call, you know, converse with the allies and all this other stuff. Trump would just say, "No, not going to happen," and just deploy, you know, just go. And I mean, he had North Korea sort of, you know, they were sort of sitting around going, I don't know what this guy's going to do. And so was Putin.
Yeah.
So now here we have Biden. Here we have Biden. And Biden, of course, is perceived to be weak enough on. And plus, we've taken the military and turned them into a social justice Petri dish. So they've made this move. Yeah. And we don't have this. You know, when I was in Europe, we had 500,000 troops in Europe. We were ready to go to Europe. Will be a. It's going to be heavy metal. It's going to be armor. We don't have armor in Europe. We don't have 75,000 troops in Western Europe, and we have sent some 82nd Airborne guys in there, but they're ground troops. They don't have any armor, so I don't know what exactly we're supposed to do in all of his sanctions he's got going on. I mean, they have invaded. So sanctions are to keep somebody from doing something, not to get them to stop doing something, because they've done it. And they're going to take whatever they can get. I mean, they've taken, they captured Chernobyl. Who wants that? So the other thing about this is that I don't think we have any stake whatsoever in the Ukraine. The Ukraine is not, I don't think, like, Ukraine is part of NATO yet. I'm not sure. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us. And while they're out there saying, "Well, you know, gas is going to go through the roof," well, that we could fix that right here. It's not going to happen for the next 2.5-3 years, but we could fix it here.
We've done fracking before.
Yes, yes. So I mean, we could handle this right now today. I mean, if if Biden just got out there and said, well, I guess I could back that Keystone XL pipeline, gas prices go down immediately just because he says, I'm not going to cancel it after all. But that, for this president, that's not going to be that easy. As far as militarily, Ukraine's not a slouch. Ukraine is not a slouch. I mean, and plus they have armed every citizen that wants a gun there.
Yes.
So they're all out there getting ready to go. And they're a democracy, so they have a they have a sort of a sort
every
of a
other
democracy.
Government wants to take guns away, and Ukraine is like,
they're
you
issuing
want a gun?
Them.
You want
yep.
a gun?
Yep.
Here
yep.
you go.
So all that being said, as far as this goes, I don't know how dangerous a time it is right now. I think it is more dangerous having the Democrats observe, you know, Castro Trudeau up north. Because he just, you know, he just had a week or so of emergency powers to where he was getting everything. He was getting everything the Democrats want. He was getting everything the Democrats want. But, I mean, we're not in a position to get out there and play the world's policeman anymore. Not right now.
Right.
We're not.
Well,
I mean.
And, you know, when Trump was president, he was the president. Agree, disagree, no matter what decision he made, he was making decisions. Now we're at a point where we have Biden, and it's like, is he really the president? I mean, yes, he holds that office, he's in that position, but is he really the guy making the calls, making decisions? He can't even finish a sentence.
No.
Like, obviously, there's other stuff going on here.
He never referred to his administration as the Trump-Pence administration. It was his administration. He referred to Mike Pence as his vice president, which is what he was. But, you know, Biden's out there calling his the Biden-Harris administration. And I don't know about you, but I'm thinking real serious about waking up tomorrow and deciding I'm a black woman because I might want to be on the Supreme Court. Because I can identify as whatever I want to be, right?
Right.
I can play their stupid Apparently. Game with them. But, you know, this is bad. In that, combat's always bad. You know that. It's always bad. And at the same time, since we're not going to be partaking of the war, it's not going to be one of these things where it's a boost to the economy. So Biden has made us weak enough to where all we can do now is it can be a spectator sport.
We are a laughingstock.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about that at all. So,
But the other thing is, as much as Trump was unpredictable, they didn't know what he was going to do next, Biden is also unpredictable because he's not the one making the decisions.
He doesn't know what he's going to do next.
Strings. Exactly. So yeah. How do you predict, like, what decision is he going to make? Because he's not the one making the decision.
Well,
he can't be predicted.
Well, I mean, we did nothing for any sort of buildup. We it's not like the Persian Gulf War I where we got out there and pre-positioned all this stuff because we don't have any logistics there. We don't have any armor there. So this is not going to be – so he's a laughingstock. I think only 26% of America wants him to remain the president right now. I mean, that's including Democrats. And I'd love to meet those 26% because I want to know what they're watching. But – I'm sort of glad they've done what they've done. I mean, as bad as it is economically, they've also pulled off their mask and shown themselves for who they are.
Right.
And even a lot of the Democrats, who are actually liberal Democrats, which means they are for liberty, but they just have, they're for the same objective, they just have a different philosophy on how to get there.
Right.
They're done with this as well, but... We're coming up on the first break. We can talk about that more if you want to, about what the ramifications might mean and everything. But how do people find Keto Bussy?
You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like to set up a class or to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or go to my website, 180firearmstraining.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, 180firearmstraining.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, are you putting together a bookcase?
A bookcase?
Well, it sounds like you're putting together something.
No, I was just actually pouring myself a glass of wine.
Well, that must be heavy wine. Anyway. Anyway. So we were talking that, you know, Keita is the weaponized woman, although Keita has been skewing now towards towards politics and everything. So I'm curious about what you think about it, about what you think what is happening right now, what it means to the United States.
I think it shouldn't mean anything to the United States. I think it's none of our dang business.
Well, it is and it isn't because
I get that.
We're slapping sanctions on Russia, right? NATO will slap sanctions on Russia, and we're going to drive Russia straight into the arms of the Chi-Coms.
Yeah, my whole thing is I don't feel like we need to be the world police butting our nose in everywhere. If a couple of nations want to duke it out a little bit, just let it be between them. We don't have to be poking our noses into it.
Let them
figure it out, come to their own conclusions. It'll happen. We don't have to butt in there and make it worse.
Well, the other part is that, of course, we put ourselves in a position to not be able to project force like we used to be able to. It used to be that, you know, one phone call and the 82nd and the 101st are, you know, revving up and getting ready to go. But with no armor in place, there's, you know, all you're going to do is get out there and just become really, really small itty-bitty targets for the tankers.
Right.
So, no reason to do that at this particular point. But I do think, what kind of a vehicle do you drive?
A Subaru Outback.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a lesbian, but I look like one driving it.
You know, that I have many stereotypes in my head, okay? That is not one of them. But having said that, I drive a Ford F-150 like Steve does, and I may be looking at a $100 fill-up here shortly for my vehicle. And that's because this is going to throw the world energy, since we're not a player in it anymore, this is going to throw the world energy dynamic into a state of flux, if you will. So that's not going to be good. And beyond that, I don't know what else is going to happen. I can't imagine why Russia, I mean, if I'm doing a military operation, the last place I'm rolling into is Chernobyl.
Right.
I have not figured that out yet, unless they want to, you know, maybe mine some of that stuff and make some dirty bombs, but they don't need to do that because they have conventional strategic force in place. They don't have to go that route if they don't want to, but it's interesting. Right, so now, I'll tell you another thing this does throw into flux, though, to consider. See, Biden greenlit this. He said, well, you know, if it's a minor incursion, we probably won't get involved in that. So here we go. We got the minor incursion. He's already taken over a quarter of the country. And one of the things that he did was he said all these places we're taking over has Russian-speaking people, Russian citizens living there, and they want to be back in Russia. So, using that as a template, looking further down the road, what do you think that would mean to, say, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico? What do you think that would mean to them if the Mexicans, if the Spanish-speaking people, if Mexico decided to, I can't imagine how that would play because they got their hands full with the drug cartels and everything. But
let's take that a step further. We are English-speaking people. What if England came back and said, well, we're going to take America back? These are English-speaking people.
I don't know. I don't think that. I mean, I'm half British, and I mean, if they were coming at me, you're a half British citizen, I'd be like, yep, but I'm also half American, and that's the dominant half. So thanks very much, and just go home and have some crumpets. Mexico sitting on our border the way they do, they'd be in a far better position, but they would have to have some help from maybe the Cubans and the Venezuelans and possibly the Chinese. So, but
right.
we've now opened up that door, at least with this president, to where a minor incursion would be permissible.
Right.
That's a problem. That's a long lasting problem that will be with us for a minute,
but
unless
also,
we completely do away.
Also, we don't need to be the police of the world. If they want to duke it out, let that be between them. There's no reason for us to go poking our noses in there.
But in order for us to actually pull that off, we have to be energy independent. We have to be prepared to project force if we have to, which, and all those things were present just
right.
24 months ago. I don't know how deep, I don't know how deep the, well, maybe that's not true because Milley was in charge back then too. And he was like, don't worry, Chinese buddy pals. If President Trump's going to do something crazy, I'll give you guys a buzz. We're going to need the next president coming in. If the Republicans take power in the Senate and the House, and then we get a Republican president, instead of them sitting there around saying, we got the power, they better be using the power. They've got to use it, and they've got to go out there, and they've got to clean some things. They've got to clean some clocks within the deep state. They've got to get rid of, I mean, I would do away with the FBI, the ATF, and possibly the DOJ, considering what they are right now. I'd reconstitute later. I'd be making a phone call, calling every governor. I have done away with the DOJ. You guys are on your own. The laws are in place. Enforce them.
You know, something I have found really interesting with...
I tell you what. Hold that thought.
Because
coming up on the break. How do people find you?
180firearmstraining.com is my website. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, 180firearmstraining. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Going to Akita class means that when you're watching her, when Akita's showing you something, it looks like a nice, it looks like she has really good control over of all of the muscles in between the joints and everything else, but that's when she's just walking through it. When she starts actually moving, then it becomes something else altogether. It's like a Bruce Lee movie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After weeks of warning of severe sanctions if Russia invaded Ukraine, President Joe Biden addressed the nation as President Vladimir Putin has fully invaded Ukraine.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe costs on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time.
Despite the fact that Putin attacked Ukraine from all sides, Biden stopped short of sanctioning Putin himself or cutting Russia off from the SWIFT international banking system. Biden also maintained that U.S. forces will not fight Russians on the ground, but announced he is authorizing an additional 7,000 troops deployed to Germany as part of NATO's response force. This is USA Radio News. A new poll is out asking whether the United States should be more involved in Ukraine. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Bird.
A new AP-NORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role, and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are urging the Biden administration to provide more details on its plans to restart federal student loan payments while raising concerns of potential chaos if the two-year pause ends as planned in May. In a letter to administration officials, a group of lawmakers asked the Education Department to respond to a long list of questions that appear intended to demonstrate the government is fully unprepared to ensure borrowers are properly notified before payments resume on May 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Just listening on the news, and he's going to send 7,000 more troops there. For what? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
The only thing that we could do is take up a position on one of the borders, because a lot of the Ukrainians are running. And wherever they decide to set up a refugee center, I guess we could set up and provide security for that. But a bunch of ground troops without a bunch of things there that start with like AH and end with 64, or A and end with 10, and a bunch of Fs that have 15, 22, and 35 behind them. Without those things there to augment the ground troops would just be cannon fodder if they're trying to provide security for refugees. But that's about all I can think of that we could do. Especially, I mean, did you listen to the news? They're not even, they will not engage the Russian troops. Our troops will not engage Russian troops.
So, yeah, I mean, if we're there providing aid, you know, helping the injured, things like that, I guess that makes sense, but I don't think we should be there hurting people or taking sides.
Well, it's all because We became less. We are less today than we were.
Right.
Very recently. So.
Okay. So here's something that I thought when I was a kid growing up, I would hear about, oh, this is our new president after the election. And it was kind of like, okay, well, I didn't really believe all the things they support. And maybe we are in disagreement in our belief systems, but they are now the president. And now it is their job to put us first and foremost, protect us, and do the right thing to the best of their ability for all of us, whether we agree or not in our belief systems. Right? So whoever ends up getting there, it's like, okay, well, like it or not, now they're there. Now they're our president and we show support. Well, it's been interesting since Biden took office. I have not felt that way. I have not felt like he is looking out for the general population of Americans. Like, he's got his own agenda he's out to do, and it's not the best interest of, generally speaking, Americans. And you can see that when he talks about, you know, Democrats, Republicans, and Republicans is like a bad word. Puts a bad taste in his mouth just saying the word. It just makes him angry and disgusted just saying that word. But it's like, okay, well, Republicans are Americans. You might not agree with what we believe in, but you are now appointed to protect and defend us and represent us to the best of your ability. And he just says the word Republican like it's a swear word.
Well, I mean, he refers to gun owners, the Second Amendment, the NRA, Republicans. He refers to anybody that opposes his gun control regime, as an example, as the resistance. We are the resistance, right? And, you know, when I was talking about Canada earlier, that's the same thing they were doing. If you did not share my opinion, and I'm Trudeau, if you don't have my opinion, if you don't approve of my opinion and have it for your very own, you are a domestic terrorist. And we have to impose the Emergencies Act. We need to. And, you know, I don't know what would have happened here if Biden started trying to freeze bank accounts and all this other stuff. I think that would lead to some gunplay. But in Canada, there's not going to be so much of that. Yes.
We are not a part of Biden's America. We are not Americans as far as he is concerned. We are not the people he has sworn to protect and defend and uphold our beliefs.
But this is a thing to remember about politics and politicians in total, okay, Keita? They are not America. We are America. They are the people that are supposed to represent us and lead by the consent of the governed. Of course, they don't do that. And what you're describing is the way things should be versus the way they are. But the way that things should be is what the founders intended. So you're right there on that part.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to have to play hardball for years to come. I mean, I feel bad for you because you're younger than me. And after I'm gone, you'll still be here fighting the fight. Because it's going to be a while before it is done. It may never be done.
I heard him talking about Republicans like it was a bad word, a bad taste in his mouth. He spat the word, like a swear word. And I'm thinking, you know, that's half the nation.
Yep.
These are his people that he has sworn into office to protect and defend and uphold their beliefs. We are the people.
Well,
and he's treating us like, what was that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, he believes he got 81 million votes. He believes he got more votes than Obama, and he believes he got more votes than Trump.
Uh-huh.
Now, Obama,
right,
for all of his shortcomings, and I mean, he was a Marxist way out there. Obama could campaign like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
He could campaign like nobody's business. He took text messaging and made text messaging a way to be involved in his campaign. He made it feel, he made it to where everybody could be involved in his campaign. Everybody yep. was on a boat. Plus, all you had going on when Obama was elected the first time was you had Obama talking about what he was going to do, and you had John McCain talking about Obama. He never described what he was going to do. So, hey, he did not get elected. He ran a horrible campaign. And Joe Biden thinks that only when, I mean, Obama won 600 counties. Trump won, I think he won somewhere 800 counties at some point. I may be off on this. And Biden won 400-something counties, and he never came out of his basement to campaign, and he still thinks he won 81 million votes. He thinks he's the most popular president in history. So when he's out there, when he's out there saying these things and everything, what he's doing is the big thing for the Democrats is they do ID politics, which is where they take us all and put us in our own little segment.
Mm-hmm.
And until we can get broken down, because the deplorables are in one big old basket. All of their constituents are thinking
more
either
deplorables.
Yeah, he's thinking that there's the black victims of stuff, the LGBTQ. The Hispanics, the poor, I mean, everybody's broken down into a substrata. And that's why he talks about Republicans like they have a bad, it's a bad word. Because he believes he has some mandate. He has no mandate at all. But, I mean, we're coming up on the next break, so if you would, tell everybody one more time, how would they find you?
You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. If you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy is Motion for the Shooting Sports, I will send you a signed copy. Let me know. Or if you would like to set up the class in your area, again, email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, 180firearmstraining, and website is 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, although Keita has been skewing political here lately, and she's a military veteran and everything else. So, of course, I was wondering if you would go this way, to be quite honest with you. Now, have you noticed what some of the supposed Democrat leaders are having to say about the shortcomings of this military event in the Ukraine? Have you noticed what that some of these things are? Have we still got Keita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You notice what some people are saying about this?
I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at.
Well, John Kerry, former Secretary of State, who's now the climate czar for Joe Biden, is concerned that this will distract people from worrying about the green, the climate change events that he sees out there. He thinks this is going to distract people from being able to understand that climate change still bad, and plus there's going to be a lot of emissions because, you know, every time one of these bombs drop, it smokes. That's AOC is the same way. They're all out there talking about, well, all the, so, I mean, these are some vacuous people we're talking about here. These are people that have no grip on what is real.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, you were talking before about them trying to appeal to these different groups in the U.S., trying to get votes. And if they just treated the entire nation like they are just people, they would be fine. But instead, they're trying to appeal to all these different groups. But, I mean, imagine Joe Biden going into a black neighborhood of teenage boys who've been shot at in a drive-by and trying to relate to them. I could see that being in a comedy movie. Like, he just can't relate to them.
Well, remember, Joe Biden's the one that looked at Charlemagne the God, who he looked at him and said, if you vote for Trump, you ain't black.
Right.
And this is, and see, I have no, the election was decided in four cities by 42,000 votes. Okay? That's how close it was. Because it's not about the popular vote, it's about the Electoral College.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember, but I went, like, when I went to bed, Trump was in the lead, and I was like, okay, four more years of Trump.
Yep.
And then I get up, and he has lost. He has lost.
And it was, hang on, how does that even happen? Because it doesn't.
Well, I mean, when I went to bed in Pennsylvania, he had a 400,000 vote lead.
Yes. And Wisconsin, which is very Republican, ended up being a blue state. It was kind of like, what? Then we found out the whole thing with the nursing homes, that they're getting these people who have dementia and things like that to vote for Biden.
Sure.
And he's paying them to vote for him.
Sure. Well, he's not paying them.
Well, he's
in this last election,
who is collecting the votes.
In this last election, like, Mark Zuckerberg went out and spent $434 million buying Democratic hubs in various places, and he was paying them to go out there and get the votes, harvest the ballots, get the people to the voting place. I don't know what by what method he got out there and said, "Now make your mark here for this guy." I don't know. I don't know how they did that, but you know, it's becoming. I've always said that money in politics doesn't really matter because Trump was outspent by Hillary Clinton by 3-1. He spent like $400 million plus something dollars, and she was in the billions. She spent over $1 billion. And normally, money only pays for a candidate. It pays for advertising and for their staff, for the campaign staff. That's all it does. It can't really move things along. Now, if you're going to go out there and get a bunch of people that don't vote, and you don't have voter ID laws, and you have all this other stuff, yeah, that could very easily happen. So then money shifts the thing. It's going to come down to, there's going to be, I don't know, I'm waiting to see, and I'll be honest with you. I'm not calling for this. I don't want to see this happen. But like in L.A., where George Soros funded the DA there, to where they have taken a 20-something-year-old child molester and put him in a juvenile mental facility. And he's trying not to let him be charged as an adult and everything else. And he's under a recall now. One of these days they're going to do the wrong thing to the wrong person. And somebody, as they would say in The Sopranos, is going to get clipped over this.
Right.
And this is where it's leading. And I don't know.
Well, the ballot boxes, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to show ID to vote. You just drop it off in a ballot box, and then they get permission to correct the forms. That's what happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as they, I mean, we're going to have to, we have to get into the mindset that if we've got control, first of all, we need to be in control of some of these places, and the Democrats don't need to be telling us, you got to stand back. Okay, if somebody tells me I got to stand back and I'm supposed to be observing, they say, stand back there right now. I'm going to be like, I don't know if I can still do a bare naked choke. Let me try this.
There has to be a better way for us to vote.
Well, there is. It's by in person.
Right.
It's in person. In person. And, you know, they need to, we need to have a paper copy given to each person for their vote. And then in the event that we wanted to have an audit, each state needs to have its own auditing body in place and ready to go. And there has to be a threshold, a consensus that everybody comes to, or a referendum where they say, we want this one audited. And we'll see where it goes. I mean, it's definitely... There's been one of the problems, and one of the reasons they're suing all these states is because some of these states have put things in place. Because most every state that they took and in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, and I can't remember where the other one was. They're all, the legislatures there are all Republican.
Yeah.
And the Secretary of State, who George Soros also funds, those people, they were the ones that made the changes, and instead of the legislature saying, well, this was illegal, you can't do that, stop this now. Instead of the Attorney General doing that or whatever, they didn't do it. So
they
this year,
around it.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to have to, they're definitely going to have to get a little more, they're going to have to pay attention to the details. But I want to tell you something before we run out of time. So I'm going to start, I'm making a change to the show this year. I'm ramping up to do it right now, where I'm going to be doing video podcasts like you, Keita.
Mm.
And I want to know if you'd be kind enough to do a video podcast with me later on down the road.
Of course I would.
Okay, cool. Outstanding.
Let's do it.
Keita's already way out there. She's way beyond the curve now. She's got her following started and everything else, and she got her video podcast on YouTube. What's the name of the YouTube channel?
It's Keita Bussi is the name of my YouTube channel. The podcast itself is the 180 Firearms Training Podcast. I have the top shooters in the world from all over the world coming on my podcast.
Keita knows everything.
On video.
Keita knows all the big dogs. Every single big dog, she knows them all. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill.
Good talk. Good talk.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Talk to you next week.
You'll do it. Absolutely. We'll do that next week. Coming up next, for those of you who are of the 1911 persuasion, we're going to be talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom as we go into 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.